he must believe that Jesus, who is on our altars, who is present in the Holy Eucharist, is the same identical miracle worker that worked wonders in first century Palestine. I mean it. He works miracles. I can prove it. We go on. Jesus Christ is present in the Holy Eucharist for our purpose. I wish to emphasize at some length the Eucharist already as real presence is a sacrament. The present Holy Father will go down as one of the great innovators in the Catholic Church. His taught his long pontificate things more clearly, more strongly, more firmly than analogy say had ever been taught before in the Catholic Church. Among the truths which the present Holy Father never ceases teaching is that the real presence confers grace just because the real presence is in our midst. Of course, we must believe. And I can say this without hesitation. Except for Christ being really present in the Blessed Sacrament, we would not be having this retreat. By now, I know what I'm saying. You and I would long ago have given up our Catholic faith. Was real presence as a sacrament confer? It confers grace not only on the believers, not only on those who come to worship Christ. Is Jesus present in our midst in the Holy Eucharist, confers grace on the whole human race. After all, it is God Himself, present in His living humanity, who lives among us. Thirdly, you're asking, what kind of grace does the real presence confer? It confers grace, hear it, in the measure of, according to the dispositions of a person on earth. Whatever else I can tell you in this retreat, this meditation is meant, I mean this, to change your lives. Because we believe the living Son of God who became man in the womb of the Virgin Mary, who lived on earth for some 33 years, visibly died on the cross, rose from the dead, but hear it, Jesus Christ never left the earth. No one, a believing Catholic, accepts that. how we need believing, strongly believing Catholics today. Shall I mention three cities that desperately need a strengthening of their faith in the real presence? Detroit, Chicago, and Los Angeles. 32 years in working with the Holy See, having traveled to many countries under papal directive, let me tell you, the Catholic Church in any diocese, in any parish, is only as strong as the nominal Catholics in that diocese still believe firmly and clearly in the real presence. We go on. The real presence of Christ in the Eucharist confers grace in the measure of a person's faith. While we are in the state of grace, we receive always grace from Christ's real presence, whether we receive or not. But we receive only as much grace from Christ's real presence, I repeat, only as much grace as we have a claim to, which means only as much and as deeply as we believe. I'll never forget, was in Chicago. One of my former teachers, a Jesuit priest and theologian, gave up his faith in the real presence. Living then in Oak Park with our provincial. I came to work with the provincial. I spent at least 10 hours reasoning, arguing, talking, pleading with this priest. Giving up his faith in the real presence. Pray for the repose of his soul. He died 2 years after he left the priesthood. And the woman he was living with forbade a priest to visit him on his deathbed. We go on. There has been a phenomenal development of doctrine on the meaning of the real presence, of the power of the Holy Eucharist to confer, and I mean it, miraculous grace. We speak of faith. We also speak of development of doctrine. It was not until about the 10th century when the first heresies about the real presence rose in the church. Within one generation, religious communities came into existence promoting, teaching the real presence. Including, by the way, St. Clare and when the Holy Father, not for a moment questioning her faith, advising her and her sisters not to be so clear, shall I say, so outspoken in their faith in and 24-hour-a-day adoration for the Blessed Sacrament. She personally went to plead with the Holy Father, and he told her, continue doing what you have been doing. Now, almost 1,000 years. What does this sacrament do for us? It enables us to believe in Christ's real presence. It's not in my notes, but I think I should share it with you. As you may know, there are by now, I dare say, hundreds of Catholic churches in America where the Holy Eucharist is physically removed from the church and placed into a side chapel behind closed doors, and the Catholic churches, one dozen after another, are becoming loud-mouthed meeting halls. In God's name, do not be deceived. The key to the extraordinary graces which the Eucharist gives us is faith in Christ's humanity. Jesus Christ is the Eucharist, of course, as God. But he be present in the world as God, even though he had not instituted the Eucharist. The capital T, capital H, capital E, the key to our faith in the real presence is that the God who is present in the Holy Eucharist is the God who became man. Oh, how many years I've taught theology, or lectures I've given to people, is the same identical Jesus I want to keep repeating. Of course the real presence means that Christ is present as God. Well, that's not the real presence. The real presence is Christ is present as man, united, of course, with the divinity. This is the real presence. Those who believe in the real presence believe that what had been bread, had been wine, become a man, Jesus of Nazareth, who is now our living God in human form. Over the centuries, God has worked countless miracles through those who believe in the real presence. May I strongly recommend, more difficult your problem, more suasive and persuasive is the temptation, the harder is your life, the more demanding God is of you, your generosity toward him, the more you need, I mean you need, to exercise your faith in the real presence. I mean these words. I'm not sure I've ever said them publicly. We'd have been dead long ago, except for the real presence. And not coincidentally, that the miracles performed in Lourdes, how are those sick, alien, dying people, how are they blessed with the Holy Eucharist? It is through the real presence that we human beings, all prone to sin, all capable of offending God mortally, give you all hope and trust we shall reach heaven. Why? Because we believe that God became man, is in our midst as the God-man, to be received in Holy Communion, to be spoken to, and I mean spoken to, in the Holy Eucharist. Christ intends, I repeat, to work miracles, especially what we call spiritual miracles in our lives. Through our faith practiced in the real presence. Lord Jesus, we would not be here as we believed you are yourselves here. You are here, dear God, in your humanity, united with your divinity. Strengthen, deepen, clarify our faith in your real presence. None of us knows what the 21st century will bring into the world. One thing I believe we can be sure of: the 21st century will require such strong faith, such clear understanding of the real presence as never before in Catholic history. Lord, you are present here on the altar. The God who became man to save the world, we beg you to deepen and strengthen our faith in your real presence in the Holy Eucharist, because I sincerely believe only those who are strong believers in the real presence will reach heaven in today's possessed world. Lord Jesus, we believe, we beg you, strengthen our unbelief. Amen. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life, P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois, 60641, or phone 773-267-1195.